This is my review of The Vampire Diaries on IMDb from March of 2022. I post there under Icing Death. And the review is called For You to dot dot dot. I didn't watch TVD during its incredible 8-year run. I assumed it was for teens. I was wrong. The recurring themes of love, desire, family, loyalty, responsibility, redemption, betrayal, and atonement speak to any age. Intricate storylines with an amazing cast who aren't afraid to dig deep into compelling, relatable characters. Elena, with her compassion, sense of justice, exuberance for life, is still plagued by sadness and loss. Bonnie, driven by empathy, curiosity, and witchy-woo ways, another character to identify with strongly. Caroline, always seeking, needing control, her compulsion to fix wrongs all while organizing anything and everything, creativity at the forefront. Stefan is a lovely, highly dimensional character, willing to lead with his emotions, take chances, all while creating cathartic journals for reflection and personal growth. Paul Wesley imbued the youngest Salvatore with incredible depth, an inner fortitude born out of fear of failure, often rigid, fearing failing not just himself, but all those he loves. He fights his inner demons daily. Even the supporting cast delivers strong, nuanced performances, and the seasonal villains are deliciously evil, particularly Kai. Ah, but Damon. His sexy flippancy, the myriad facets from casually gleeful malevolence to caring, committed protector, irresistible. Quick-witted, sharp-tongued, some of the best one-liners of any series, any genre, ever. Happening upon Elena and Stefan after a night of passion, he quips, "If I see something I haven't seen before, I'll throw a dollar at it." Deliberately delivering those gems with flashing crystal-blue eyes or a sizzling crooked side grin, often both, played to perfection by Ian Somerhalder, a truly beautiful man, inside and out. It's Damon that makes The Vampire Diaries unshakable for me, the bond unbreakable. So I know I'll be streaming this series again soon. If you haven't watched The Vampire Diaries, will you enjoy it? That's for me to know, and you to dot dot dot. As for Damon, he may just sink his teeth into you and never let go. After all, you can't spell Damon without damn.